Today marks a very special and joyful occasion for us because every August 6th is National Root Beer Float Day. It's true, you can Google it. But even greater than National Root Beer Float Day is what the church celebrates every year on August 6th. It's so great, in fact, that it interrupts and displaces our usual Sunday Mass in ordinary time, the prayers and readings this week, as we celebrate the feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord. Maybe you could have a root beer float to celebrate the feast day today. But this is such a beautiful and rich mystery of our faith that we heard about in the gospel today. So rich that we meditate again and again on this mystery, especially on Thursdays, when we meditate on the luminous mysteries in the Holy Rosary. The fourth luminous mystery is the Transfiguration of our Lord. This morning, I'd like to hone in with you on the simple words that are spoken in the midst of this vision of the three apostles by God the Father himself. Because God the Father essentially communicates to Peter, James, and John, and to all of us, what the ultimate point of all of this is. Our Lord is transfigured in this magnificent glory before them in order to lead them to this fruit. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Because God the Father knew that there would be all kinds of temptations for those three and for all of us to fail to listen to Christ. Doubt would creep in. And so the fruit of our meditation on the Transfiguration to the Lord is meant to be precisely this, that no matter what, we make that firm resolve to listen to Christ. And I want to share with you what it seems to me are three things that we need, three necessary things in our lives in order to truly listen to the voice of Christ. The first thing we need is effort. Because as simple as listening seems, I think we all know it's often not easy to listen. One of the things I like to do when I take a long road trip is listen to an audiobook while I drive. But it's not uncommon for me in the midst of my driving to realize I have no idea where we are in the story because I've been kind of, my mind's been wandered somewhere else or something along the road has required my focus and I've lost track of where we are in the story. I've stopped listening to the narrator. It's not easy to listen. We have to put forth a certain effort. We have to make a decision to really listen in a receptive way. And so it is as we read the scriptures or as we come to Mass, we have to make that effort. And in fact, we practice this, especially here at Holy Mass, in particular during this part of the Mass, the Liturgy of the Word. We put forth that effort to listen attentively, no matter what distractions may be present around us. In order to listen to Christ, we have to make an effort. The second thing we need is silence. God's voice, and therefore the voice of Christ himself, tends to be quite subtle and quiet. Remember the story of Elijah, one of those two Old Testament figures who appeared there with Jesus on the top of the mountain? We'll hear it actually next Sunday in the first reading. God told him to stand at the entrance of the cave there on the mountain because he would be passing by, and Elijah, we're told, heard the voice of God not in that violent wind or in the earthquake that shook the mountain or in that blazing fire, but in what Scripture calls a gentle whispering sound. Part of the effort that's required to hear the voice of Christ is the effort to make space for silence in our lives, which probably has never been easy in human history, but it might be most challenging more now than ever before with all of the noise in which we live. silence can be uncomfortable because the noise can kind of numb us, and silence draws us deep down within our hearts, where we find things maybe that we'd rather not confront. But silence is essential in order to truly hear the voice of Christ. And we practice this too here at Holy Mass. Ideally, the church is a place of silence. And here in the Mass, there are at least brief pauses at certain moments, space for silence, so as to listen to the voice of Christ. Especially after the homily and after Holy Communion, the church encourages a moment of silence within the Mass. We need effort. We need to create that space of silence in our lives. And the last thing that we need in order to listen to Christ is the church that he established. The church is the bride of Christ. She is his spouse who knows him intimately. Especially after 2,000 years of listening faithfully to her beloved. And the church, the spouse of Christ, is also a mother to all of us who desires to teach us about Christ. The church is a gift from the Lord because she's received from him this special grace, this charism to teach authentically the truth of who he is. And when we allow the church to take that place in our lives, then we learn from the church how to discern, because there's all kinds of voices that speak, both out from outside and also within. Voices that can be confusing and contradictory, and it's the church with her rule of faith that teaches us what is the authentic voice of Christ. Some Christians object that we don't need what they see as a merely human institution to know the truth because we have the scriptures, which are the inspired word of God. And we absolutely believe that with all our hearts as Catholics, the scriptures are the inspired word of God and teach the truth without error. But here's the further question. Where did we get the Bible? And who decided what books were going to go in the Bible and what books wouldn't? The Bible didn't just drop out of the heavens one day into someone's hands. The church, Christ's spouse and our mother, she discerned which books belong in the Bible because she knows Christ and she knows the truth. And so even the scriptures come to us through the church. And in particular, in the New Testament, what is now written for us in the Word of God in the scriptures was first heard and handed on orally, and then committed to writing for us. And here again, we practice this in the Mass, our need for the church. We don't just pray privately at home, although hopefully we do that too, because we should. But we also come together as the church, the body of Christ, to listen to the voice of Christ in the perfect form of prayer that he himself gave us and that the church preserves and continues to celebrate, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We hear the voice of Christ here. So do you want to heed the Father's instructions on Mount Tabor and listen to his beloved Son? If so, choose to make the effort in your life to listen, part of which is acquiring a taste for silence, making that space for silence in your life, and also firmly plant yourself in the church. Be a devoted son or daughter of Mother Church and humbly welcome her teaching as the rule by which you discern what is and is not the voice of Christ. What will be the fruit of this in our lives? We will come to know Jesus better, and knowing him better, we will love him more perfectly. And that love will open our hearts to the grace that he pours out the grace that will transform us to be more and more like him and will lead us to shine his light brilliantly in the world. That light that shone out from him in the transfiguration will reflect through you and me into the world if we listen to the Lord and allow that transformation that he desires to work in us to take place. St. Patrick, pray for us.